Good morning. It's November 4th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Keep Calm. Life goes by so fast. Enjoy it. Calm down. It's all funny. Next. Everyone gets so upset about the wrong things. Joan Rivers. It's the day after the presidential election. Remember, I write these several weeks ahead, so I had no idea of the outcome. If it's anything like the previous 15 elections in my memory, jeez, about half of you will be elated and the other half bordering on panic. Don't. Sometime in the last couple decades, the British World War II expression, keep calm and carry on, started showing up again. See Carry On, July 25th. It originated with a British motivational poster distributed in 1939 to encourage the English population as the Nazis began to sweep across the continent. In fact, it was never widely distributed, but was rediscovered in a small bookshop in 2000, and has since made it, and variations thereof, to literally millions of t-shirts, mugs, posters, you name it. The worldwide popularity of the poster swept a globe shaken by 9/11, and the subsequent wars and waves of radical Islamic terrorism. As Wiki notes, it evoked the Victorian belief in British stoicism, stiff upper lip and all that. Few knew that the poster was the last of a three-part series. The first part read, "Your courage, your cheerfulness, your resolution will bring us victory." The second one read, "Freedom is in peril. Defend it with all your might." But the British were facing annihilation from an overwhelmingly powerful enemy, led by a maniac who was evil incarnate. We face important issues today as well, some very broad indeed, affecting every corner of the world, like the environment. But the election held yesterday, and again, remember, this was in 2020, isn't the same as facing Hitler across the channel, no matter what the media tells you. Those who react in the extreme, the loud voices at either end of the political spectrum, the ones the media loves because they make you buy and watch, rather than those who act with thought and moderation, are the ones terrifying everyone. If we join them, their dire predictions just might come true. Instead, we need to keep calm. I saw a COVID mask last week with the inscription, "Defund the media." I can't really think of a better idea than that. Christians should know something about keeping calm. We may not be able to find humor in everything, like Joan Rivers did, but we can certainly appreciate those who can when we watch something like Saturday Night Live. Okay, don't defund all the media. Seinfeld, Friends, and SNL must remain untouchable. We do get upset about the wrong things. We ought to be upset about anything we're doing that might be hurting someone else. We ought to be upset about any missed opportunities to show others by our love and compassion the nature of the Lord we serve. We ought to be upset with ourselves over any grudge we continue to hold on to. We ought to be upset about each time we act in a decidedly unloving manner toward our spouse or child or coworker. But I suspect that this day will find Americans needing to keep calm and carry on with respect to our democracy as well. We need to have faith in the Lord. We need to have faith that the remarkable foresight of our founding fathers that has seen us through thus far will once again triumph over the boisterous noise of those who have forgotten that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Father God, let your Spirit work powerfully in all believers today in America. Guide us to reason. Guide us to compassion. Guide us to love those with whom we disagree. Guide us to remember that all people, no matter their color, ethnic origin, or political affiliation, were made in your image. Only with your help can we be sure to keep calm and carry on. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.